Shalom, Zoroche. So we are starting the last parasha by Yichi Yaakov, Be'eretz Mugure. Yichi Yaakov. The last parasha when parashas Bereishis. The Bereishis, as we know, is the parasha of the Bria,
creation of the world.
Just 1 second. Yeah. A parasha that spans close to 2,000 years. A third of the history of the whole world. And the fifth part of creation is the physical creation of the world. First 6 days. And then the second part is the spiritual creation of the world. How generation after generation came about, they all had the opportunity to be the nation that the world was created for. And they didn't take it. Till Abraham Avinu was the one who took it and more than took it. He opened up his eyes to see the reality of the world. Bira Baeris, that's what the Chazal call it. Like a palace, that's one sign. A palace on one hand, Baeris. Adam Foreman says, like, there's a fire in it. And Mitzad Echad, you see this beautiful palace with all the ornate rooms and everything. Mitzad Echad, you see there's a fire in it. The fire makes a person think. This can't belong to anybody. There'll be the fire in it. But the person looks at the whole picture, he sees that it was such a beautiful building. From the pattern by itself, there must be somebody in charge. Yeish Baal Habira. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Avraham Avinu saw. He saw the world. There's a lot of Vajazara. There's a lot of all that various you get to think in the book. He said, Hashem, there's such an amazing, beautiful world. There must be a creator. I have a passion, a creator. How could it be all the evil in the world? There is a creator. So Avraham Avinu, the one who could come to the right conclusion is Avraham Avinu, the Midah of Chesed, was able to see the Chasadim of Hashem so clearly. That was his Midah, that answered all the questions. There's so much Chesed in this world, even the world must be part of that Chesed, which is true, because if there will be no Bechira, we have no chance to make anything out of this world. Person is born and he dies and finished. Our key to Olam Hava is the fact that we have the opportunity to do avodas and to do evil. We choose the right thing. And the last parshas were the parshas of Avos, each one with his greatness. Chesed Avraham and the Geulas Yitzchak, Emes Yaakov, which we say every morning in Kambonos. That's how Avraham Avinu's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ava, Simcha. There's a tremendous Ava and Simcha between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu had his share of stuff. I want to say, er is ook dat serieus. Als je nog mensen zijn. De meisje. Zo. Yaakov Avinu had its sorrows. Like it says about Yaakov Avinu. Bigger station of the Shabbat. And he had sorrow after sorrow. But when he gives the brothers to his grandchildren, Elokim HaRaya Oisi. The simple translation of Kim Araya is the Hashem was in my shepherd from the day I was born till this minute. And as he also was able to retain the mindless of his Avraham and Yitzchak to realize that everything is guided from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that is that happens by itself or happens not for his benefit. He was able to see Haroya Oisi. We have the same term that David HaMelech said, HaMalech Mizmo the David Hashem Haroyi Loi Echso. Also, Hashem is my shepherd, I'll never be lacking. That was the koyach of the Ovitz. And David HaMelech was, that's him, considered the fourth hemshech, the fourth leg of that beautiful throne that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on. Also, Hashem Eloi Lo Yechsor, Hashem is my shepherd, I'm never lacking anything. That koyach that Avraham Avinu used to get to the truth of life, that continued onward to his next generations. And that's the preamble, the introduction to the bracha what Klal Yisrael uses. We start from a Malach HaGoyel, but this is the opening line. In order to be able to appreciate the greatness and the closeness that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one has to have the feeling of Elokim HaRoye Oisi. Ramban says HaRoye Oisi is Miloshen Re'acha B'Re'ah Avicha Abtazoyv. Reach is a friend. After Reach Kamecha, we learn from also the Merumas in the Apostolic. Reach, your friend, Al Tazois. In other words, when he says Haroi Oisi, he's not a shepherd. He's a shepherd who's my friend. He realized that Hashem is the one who cares about us more than anybody else. And it's interesting that the Balei Aloshin say the Loshin of Roya. Reya, friend, is the same lashon of Lehis Reya, which means a kli that is cracking, and it's already forming two halves. A kli that is a crack is one kli, but it's made of two parts that correspond to one another and make the completion. And Kavah Yochel, that's us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're the Reya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complete, Kavah Yochel, is complete without us, but as much as the Bria adds to the shleipus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are the one that are mashma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're one part of the same tree, us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the introduction, the recognition. And he says, HaMalach HaGoyel Lo Yitzi Mikolu. Every situation I was in life, I had hard situations, there was always a shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaGoyel Lo Yitzi. V'Yivarech HaZanon, V'Yikol Behem Shmi V'Shem Avisai. Very interesting. This is the bracha he's saying. They should be called in the names of myself and my fathers. So part of it means that there should be a continuation. The Am of Klal Yisrael should continue. They should call them. Ramban seems to learn, the Yikol Dev Shmi V'Shem Avisai, that they should call their following generations in the names, their children, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, which were now thousands of years later, and we're still calling our children Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And why? Because the ideals of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the ideals that keep Klal Yisrael strong as we are throughout history. And this is what we're saying. They should remember these children. They're also going to go through their nishoyness in life. But they should remember, they should go through their nishoyness like I was in the Kabbalah from my grandfather, Avraham, Yitzchak, and myself, that we were always able to see Elikim Roya Oisi, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the love for Kodesh Baruch Hu to us, and the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is our Roya, our shepherd. And when we see that Hashem is Roya Oisi, he loves us, then that causes us a tremendous avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then get back again to my Kodesh Baruch Hu, like we say every day, a tremendous avat that Hashem had for him. So we should deserve to have this mind frame, to recognize from the day we're born, everything we go throughout life, in the loving hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would also put us in the status of the Hemshech. We'll also have the shame, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, a special title of the Ovis will be upon us ourselves, with a broch on the Seyat Shemai and the Abba that they had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Uvrach.